This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back in. Hour number two. I want to thank Paul and David, the retired biologists, for their excellent presentations on their opinion on the decline and demise of ducks and what some of the remedies might be to help restore. And I think one of the big things would be a philosophical change in the minds of hunters, where it doesn't become how many. It's more about experiencing the pleasure of getting out there, early morning sunrise, ducks starting to fly. There's nothing else like it, I think, in the outdoors. And that magic moment when the sun starts popping up on the horizon and the waterfowl start filing in and you hear the whistling wings. Well, it just gets me going. Anyway, we're going to talk some fishing for the rest of this hour, a little bit of hunting. Let's bring in Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, that rumor that was circulating around the Charter Boat Association meeting about Madison Shahan, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary, apparently is true. Reuters News reported it yesterday that she's leaving to go work in Department of Homeland Security. Your thoughts on her early departure after really just kind of getting here?
Well, Don, look, let's start off by saying she came in with a big question mark, and she seems to have done a fairly good job. I mean, she's kind of restoring the access back to the department. She, you know, it's just like, you know, prior administrations, you had to have permission from three levels of legal and administrative just to talk to anybody there. But, you know, they're more of an open department now. But we also knew that, you know, I mean, I think everybody knew that when she came along, it was viewed as a stepping stone, so to speak, to bigger and better things for her. So, it came as a, you know, I mean, happening this soon, we probably wasn't looking for it, but it happened. And hey, good luck to her in her future adventures. I can't say she's done a bad job here by any means.
Well, she's going to do an important job with in the Office of Immigration at Department of Homeland Security. So congratulations to her and best wishes. Now we start for the search for either an interim or a permanent replacement, and we'll see who that turns out to be. Darryl, we got a little bit of break in all that wind that had been blowing last week and yesterday, second half of yesterday, and looks like today. What would you suggest somebody going to fish Grand Isle? Where would they go? What would they try? What do they need to bring?
Well, you know, Don, everything's still a little bit stirred up right now. I mean, you've got a big tide range that's helping to spread around the dirty water. And, you know, you're going to have an incoming tide all day. So, number one, don't leave early. Let's wait and see if we get a little bit of cleaner water in, and of course a little warmer water. The water dropped back down into the 50s. So, you know, it's always warmer water creates for more active fish. Now, you know, you're starting on a dead low tide. So, you know, maybe redfish would be your better thing to start off with. You catch the mouth of those drains. They're going to start filling back up. The redfish are going to be in the deeper holes outside of them waiting for that water to come back up. And as it does, they're going to start getting into your ponds and into the carnassas and so forth that all lead into them, because that's where your bait's going to be. So that's where I would start. And, of course, I'd have some dead shrimp on the boat or you know, at least some market bait to where you can start looking for the sheephead if that doesn't pan out. And, you know, get on top of those oyster beds and anywhere there's a structure. We've got several trips coming up, and trust me, I've got sheephead on their mind as the backup plan just in case.
Gotcha. Darryl, somebody wants to get in touch with you and look at the calendar, try to get on for the springtime run. Tell them how to get you.
Well, Don, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me on RealScreamers.com. Or they can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288. And if you've got a few minutes, Don, I can, or at least a few seconds, I can tell you I am not a duck hunter. But that first hour of your show had me glued to the phone listening to it on your stream, because it was a very informative, very interesting show. I could have done another hour of it.
Well, when you get two guys that are passionate and knowledgeable like Paul and David, that's what the end product is. And thank you for that compliment. Great seeing you at the Charter Boat Association meeting and all the guys there. And by the way, you have done an awful lot for that organization and getting it off the ground and getting it where it is today.
Well, thank you.
Darryl, we'll catch up with you next week, my friend. Catch a few.
Oh, we're going to, Don, the boat hits the water this week.
Good
so
news.
It's fixed. It hits the water.
Good news. All right, we'll see you next week. Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, up next, Captain Mike Gallo. I gave him an assignment last week to tell us about a customer he started taking out who is very inept and inexperienced at fishing and has become to progress to quite a fisherman. And I think he's going to pick one or two out for us and tell us that story. Also tell us what's biting and where in his area. It's what we do here on Saturday mornings on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Now, if you break down out in the marsh, who are you going to call? No, not Ghostbusters. Don't call them. You call CETO, and you would be very fortunate if you are signed up as a member, which you can do for $249 per year, and then it's renewable. They will come get you, tow you, bring you fuel if that's what you need, jumpstart electrical problems, take you all the way to the service center or your own dock at no expense. But on the other hand, if you got to pay, it ain't cheap. So call them today. Call Captain Chris. He'll sign you up, 504-301-4545, or you can visit CETO.com. You can also run into them at some of the upcoming boat and sports shows, too. A lot of times they'll be exhibiting there, and you can get signed up at your convenience. All right, let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, last week when we left, I gave you an assignment to talk about a particular client that started off with you and was not what you'd call a real experienced fisherman by any means, but has progressed to become quite proficient. Can you give us the story? We don't necessarily need the name if they want to remain anonymous, but tell us the story about him.
Well, it's a fairly generic name, this gentleman. We'll call him Jeff. Anyway, when Jeff started fishing with me, you could tell he had a lot of desire to learn how to fish. He just hadn't put in the time to become proficient at it. And I can remember vividly, we would be sitting at the dock, 8 or 10 people milling around, and the table's full of fish. We're trying to get them all together and take a picture of the fish so that the captains can begin cleaning them. And Jeff would be sitting off in the corner, just looking sad and dejected, you know, and I'd say, Jeff, how many fish you caught? And he might show me 2 fingers, maybe 3 fingers, and we may have 50 fish up on the table, you know. But over the years, he got better and better and better and worked at it and worked at it and worked at it and pulled out many a backlashes, you know, the whole deal. And before you knew it may have taken 5 years, but before you knew it, you wanted Jeff on your boat because you knew he was going to fish hard. He was going to put the lure in the strike zone and he was going to catch fish. So it's just like anything else. I've heard it described as 10,000 hours. And you can become an expert at whatever you're trying to do when you put in 10,000 hours. That seems like a lot, but 8 hours a day fishing or 6 hours a day fishing. And I have fished with this group since 99, so it'll add up. And if the desire's there, fishing's not rocket science. you know, learn how to work your equipment, put your lure in the right spot, be able to detect the bite, be quick at setting the hook. And the rest is dealing with Mother Nature. And hopefully your captain can bring you to areas where there's clean water, moving water, bait fish, all the things we talk about, and set you up for success. So it certainly can be done. It just takes time behind the reel. Pay attention to what you're doing and stay with it.
That's kind of how I thought your story would go, and I'm sure there's more than one Jeff out there that's done that over the years with you. Well, Mike, before you go, give us what you know, fishing Lake Pontchartrain, Bourne, the Mystico, Biloxi Marsh. We got a little window here. You know, things kind of improved yesterday afternoon. It warmed up a little bit. The winds laid down. Water started to clear. Got a good tide range, and there's a 100% chance of rain tomorrow. But for today, somebody going out, what's Mike Gallo's best bet for success?
Well, there's some pockets of clean water down around the wall area, anywhere a couple miles, you know, either east or west of the wall, as well as the intercoastal waterway leading up to the wall. That's deep water. It's warm enough. It's in the low 50 range. Since yesterday, it may have cleaned up even more, but there's fish to be had. The first thing I would do would look for mullet. If I see some mullet jumping along the shoreline, then that certainly tells me it's the water quality that I'm looking for. Good oxygenated water, clean, and there'll obviously be bait fish in it. So you'd want to spend some time there. I would work from deep to shallow as opposed from shallow to deep, especially early in the morning. Later in the day when the sun heats the water up a little bit, those fish may move shallower. I would certainly expect more fish caught between lunch and sunset than I would see being caught between sunrise and lunchtime. So you don't have to get out there really, really early. Take your time. And it can be a productive day. I had a couple of guys go out yesterday that were scouting for a trip today, and they came across some speckled trout, some redfish, some bass. There's quite a few fish out there that are not as affected by the water temperatures like the trout are. So if you concentrate on the redfish, the drum, the sheephead, the flounder, first thing in the morning, try catch your nose, and then as the temperatures warm up, the trout may get a little bit more aggressive, and you have a good day.
Well, I think you may have just improved a lot of people's chances of putting some fish in the boat today if they head out. And we thank you for that, Mike. And it was great seeing you at the Louisiana Charter Boat Association meeting and all the charter captains. You guys don't get a chance to get together very often, and that is one of the really good things that meeting presents. Mike, somebody wants to get you, you're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, your site, AAofLA.com, and you're always willing to chat on the phone. Give them that number.
Sure, you can reach me at 985-781-7811. We're also on social media at either Mike Gallo or Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Very good, Mike. Have a great one. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, coming back after this, it's our Paddler's Report. Eric Mohabarak joins us for that. Stay with us. We're back right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. Well, our Paddler's Report, with or without Captain Eric, is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. Get the name No Wake. And why do you think they named that? Because they specialize in paddlecraft fishing. Also, fly fishing. Got a really extensive line of some great fly items. The fishing rigs, you can get the rods, the reels, the line, the leader, the baits, and even some expert advice from some of the professionals that you'll find there at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Never a traffic jam in that area. It's a great place for a store. They offer courses, and of course, a lot of instruction goes along with those Tackle Tuesdays, where they've got a special pricing on conventional tackle as well as the fly gear. Stop by and tell Justin and the crew hello. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Well, I did talk to Eric this week, and he said with the weather, wasn't a whole lot going on for paddlers. The Trout Challenge is coming up for the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, 22nd of March. It's the best five trout. They got a little bit of discussion going on, and they're probably going to be voting on whether it's going to be a catch, photo, and release tournament or a traditional weigh-in for Paddlepalooza. He thinks the weigh-in is better. It's certainly good for sponsors. It adds to the camaraderie. But it certainly simplifies things with the catch, photo, and release. Tell me what you think. 504-260-1870. Do you prefer catch, photo, and release tournaments or actual traditional weigh-ins where you bring the fish to the weigh scale? Also want to remind everyone the City Park Boats on the Bayou, March 29th, the end of next month. He calls it the last of the real kayak tournaments. They do not allow any motors for that one. It's in Bayou St. John in conjunction with the nation's oldest freshwater fishing event, which is the City Park, New Orleans City Park, Big Bass Tournament. Also want to remind you about special events coming up for our broadcast. We're going to be hitting the road to kick off March. On March 8th, 2 weeks from today, we're going to be back at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. My buddy Lucio, he's put together a great program for an open house boat show March 5th through 8th. Door prizes, free food. It'll be starting at 8 o'clock in the mornings. We'll be there at 5. They'll even let you in early on that Saturday. If you're looking for a pontoon boat, bass fishing boats, aluminum boats, bay boats, boats of any type, also for some of those ATVs, you might want to give them a call or stop by. Come by and see us. We're going to have some special guests there. Ed Miller from Wilmer, the Wingbone, we call him. He's going to be demonstrating how to make turkey calls from wing bones. Turkey season's not that far off. In fact, we're going to give one away by drawing. We're going to have some free samples of Uncle Larry's gumbo and stew and a few. I'll have some St. Hubert prayer prints and some of those rare and very, very sought after. This is even sought after more than a Rex Doubloon. A Don Dubuque official, O-F-F-I-S-H-A-L, listener hat. We'll be giving some of those away. When, you say? All right, that's March 8th, Saturday morning, 5 to 7 in Alberta. They're going to have some free Bass Pro gift cards on selected models. Mercury's going to extend your warranty on selected horsepowers. Aluminum boats, fiberglass boats, fishing boats for offshore, Tracker side-by-sides, the quietest bike on the market, all of those at reduced introductory boat show pricing. That's Saturday, March 1st, Scott's Marine, Alberta, Alabama. Hope you can make it. Then the following week, we retreat to Mandeville and take part in Martian Bayou's Spring Fling. It's their biggest event of the year. It's at their retail store in Mandeville on Florida Boulevard. This is the third annual, and we'll be going there. I'd love to meet some of you coming in. I call it breakfast and bourbon. The Tin Cup guys show up there with some bourbon samples, and we do our early morning broadcast there. And they're going to be announcing some big changes if you're a fan of Martian Bayou Magazine. You might want to check all that out. They're going to have special factory reps come on hand from Market 54. They've got items like Grundon's, the Matrix Shed. I believe Chaz Champagne's going to be out there. So put that on your calendar. That will be March the 15th, Saturday, 5 to 7, right there in Mandeville. All right, we come back after this break. Well, it's time to tell you the story of the Tri-Parish Deer Poachers, or a lesson on how to make venison the most expensive meat on the planet. That story's next, and you'll hear it right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Although there has not been an official announcement from the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Reuters News Service reported that the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Shahan, the top position, she will be leaving for a position with Department of Homeland Security. The search will be on for at least an interim, if not a permanent replacement. If, in fact, it's true, I would imagine it's time. This rumor's been circulating for several days this week, and then Reuters kind of confirmed it yesterday. So we'll be awaiting who the new secretary will be. She has appeared on this program with me, and although she came in under some very suspect circumstances from South Dakota with very little experience, people were saying wrong decision by Governor Landry, but to my involvement with her, I thought she was doing a very good job. She did some very controversial and some innovative things at the department in the short time she was there. So we wish her luck. Also, another change is coming about. A longtime Coastal Conservation Association with Louisiana CEO David Cresson is leaving. He is going to take a job as the CEO and president of the Louisiana Chemical Association. And I've worked with David in the 17 years that he's been there. Great guy. He's been very active in increasing the membership and the fundraising. During his tenure, they developed the reef program by where they put the artificial reefs out in the Gulf. He's certainly helped implement the Louisiana, the Lac Creole program, which has helped. He's been to the legislature religiously fighting for the rights and the conservation of all of our species and along coastal Louisiana. And you may recall he spent a lot of time with me on the air very early in the mornings on Saturdays talking about the menhaden and the pogie boat until it finally came to what we are hoping will be a permanent resolution in that. So congratulations, Louisiana CCA David Cresson, heading for greener pastures, we hope, with Louisiana Chemical Association. All right, it's bad boy time. In fact, I got three of them. We're going to tell you about the Tri-Parish Deer Poachers right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On January 18th, on the Lake Ophelia National Wildlife Refuge in Avoyelles Parish, during a primitive weapons lottery deer hunt, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents on patrol got some information, a tip, about three subjects, Ricky Bordelon, Curtis Levine, and William Pennington, taking deer illegally. During a license and compliance check, the agents noticed some inconsistencies with their deer tagging procedures. And during the course of that investigation, the agents learned that the men had bagged a total of 12, an even dozen, illegal deer in Wynn, Rapides, and Avoyelles Parishes during this last 2024-25 deer season. For over the daily limit of antlerless deer, failing to tag deer over the seasonal limit of antler deer, and taking an illegal deer to an open season, facing criminal fines of $1,600 and 90 days in jail, plus a shared civil restitution in the amount of, get this number, $19,495 replacement value, or 55-year-old Ricky Bordelon of Alexandria, 64-year-old Curtis Levine of Pineville, and 53-year-old William Pennington of DeVille, Louisiana, are bad boys of the outdoors. You know, normally on these stories, the game is confiscated and donated to a nonprofit. Not so in this case. I guess they had consumed or disposed of the deer by the time the charges were filed. So I got to tell you, they found a way to make venison the most expensive meat on the planet, over $20,000. Hope they enjoy their venison sausage. All right, a couple more things I wanted to mention. There's going to be, in fact, it's ongoing now, a fundraising event for a Lafitte area charter boat captain. You know, his name is Mike Helmer, and he's got some health challenges that he and his family are facing. And some of his fellow charter captains have put together a fundraising event where they have put together something like 7 all-expense-paid charter boat trips that you can win by making a small contribution to the fund. And this, again, is for Captain Mike Helmers. And we'll be talking to Angela Caruso, and we'll be hearing from Phil Robichaux in the coming weeks about how you can do that. It's $25 a ticket. I think there's 5 of them for $100. And not only will you'll be helping a very beloved charter captain who has taken a lot of people and helped them catch fish and find fish and learn how to fish in that area, but also you get a chance to possibly win an all-expense-paid trip with a professional fishing captain. And these captains represent areas not just in his area of Lafitte, but also in Delacroix and some of the other areas too. So we'll be talking about that more in the coming weeks and helping one of your own. And I told Angela yesterday that my experience with this audience is hunters and fishermen are some of the most generous people you'll ever meet, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of participation in this benefit for Captain Mike Helmer. All right, we got some more coming up. Let's see, we're going to be talking to Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. He's back in country, I'm sure, and find out what they're doing down there in the Burris area. And also we're going to have a live report from a very good event. Unfortunately, I'll miss it this year, but I've been to it several occasions. It's called the Boucherie, Chef John Foltz. It's all about Louisiana's history and culture of slaughtering a pig and using every part of it. And but I'll tell you what, there's a lot more to it about other dishes and the history and learning, and we'll tell you how you can get involved when we talk to David Hubble, who is one of the exhibitors up there now. We'll be back to do those things right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don DeBue, Radio Network. And the plastic man is none other than Captain Ryan Lambert at Cajun and Fishing Adventures, and we take you down there to Burris now. And Ryan, I'm looking at the river level somewhere around 11. Boy, it really jumped, huh?
Yeah, it jumped up. It was supposed to be 2.9 in March about 3 weeks ago, and now, boy, with all the snow and rain and all those events throughout the Mississippi Valley, it jumped up. Oh, man.
Yeah, you guys live and die with that river. What's that going to mean for a high river that high this spring? Do you think you predicted a spillway opening maybe?
No, that's 17. It's flood stage. It's not even high. It's going to crest at 12.7. So, you know, that just gets to the parking lot. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we don't get any more of that, you know, conditions.
Well, we will, because there's a ton of snow up north, but a lot of it's in the east, so the east got hammered, and we won't get all of that if it's east of the Ohio. You know, it just depends on how much comes down to Ohio. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I've lived 10 years with a flood stage river, and we still catch fish.
So, yeah, you just have to go to different places.
You just have to learn to adjust. I mean, good thing is it's building land. You know, that's the good thing about having a high river. It's working.
You know, I was thinking about you this week because I've been hearing on the news about this Doge and Elon Musk and these millions and billions of money that's being thrown away, and I'm going, why couldn't that money? It would take a fraction of that money to do what we need to do here to rebuild the Louisiana coast.
You know, they're talking about billions. They find $20 billion in this fund and $2 billion in that fund. It doesn't take me. Look what I did with $1 million. And hopefully I can get the CPRA and the wildlife fishery to come together for me and give me an okay, because they want to give me another $10 million and build 25,000, 30,000 acres. And it can be done so easily. So I'm just waiting. I've been fighting the battles, you know.
Is anybody in Washington screaming for this? I mean, you know, they're going to have an awful lot of money. They're talking about giving every taxpayer 20% of the total back in $5,000. Man, there's so many uses for that, and I can't think of a better one than to save the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, me and you, but again, it's self-interest, but they're too busy yelling at each other, screaming at each other to scream for that. But, you know, I'm going to get some more money. I just got to get these legal hurdles out the way. And when I do, I'll get some more money, and I will build. Wherever the river's touching, I can build. So it's coming, you know, it's in the habitat. You know, they can say everything they want about our ducks. But if there's not a piece of aquatic vegetation from Venice all the way into Lake Buff, there's no food. You know, why would they come here if there's no food for them? How could they possibly stay here if there's no food? So, you know, we have to get our house in order. Because the most populous duck there is a mallard. We don't have any mallards anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we used to be able to kill all the mallards, you know, limits of mallards everywhere from the Zalmas and Chaffalaya and all. In the West, there was mostly mallards at Oak Grove and places like that.
Pecan.
But now there's none.
Yeah,
now there's none. We have no habitat. We have no food. The model ducks are going downhill right and left. Look at all the model ducks where I built that land. There's thousands of them. So it's just habitat loss. You know, we've lost 2,400 square miles of land, but we've lost 10,000 square miles of habitat. Ducks don't eat land. They eat habitat.
I've always said I never thought it was a lack of technology or the know-how or the resources to do it. It was always a lack of money. I was always questioning where would this money come from. Well, there's plenty of money now. There's so much money.
There's always been plenty of money. They printed everything they wanted. It's just getting your hands on some of it, you know, to build Louisiana. And then you got to have the will. I mean, look, they got shut down right now. The will's there, the project's there, but yet politics got in the way to shut it down.
Yeah.
So we have to get our own house in order. So hopefully we can get that done. You know, open that one up and do some more further up north and bring our estuaries back, and we'll have ducks again. You know, it might take a little while to imprint them. I mean, there's a lot of ducks staying up north now because, you know, the cornfields and such. You know, a lot of people believe in short stopping, and I'm sure some of that's true. But if we get the habitat, look, it's been a pretty cold winter, you got to admit.
Oh, it's 10 inches of snow in New Orleans, I'd say.
So I'm gonna go fly fishing today. I'm going to catch some redfish. And the boys, everybody, the redfish weren't everywhere yesterday, but they whacked them real good. Everybody caught their limit. We're not really fishing trout because of the winds and the cold right now, but they're still there because I caught some the week before I went to Mexico. We caught them. So they're there. So we just have to get some good weather to go get them.
Well, today's the window day. Tomorrow looks like a pretty much a wash.
100% chance of rain. Yeah, I canceled my fly fishing trips for tomorrow because of that.
Yeah. So what is your favorite fly for those reds and drum?
You know, I like this purple fly with chartreuse on the top. You know, I like that. And I like one black with some red flakes coming off the back, some red flash. Mm-hmm. Depends on the time of year. But right now, the shrimp a little, and they chase it down the banks, eat them shrimp. So I like something that looks like a small shrimp, kind of a... But I always like a little chartreuse there because the shrimp's tail is a chartreuse.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the shrimp this year is going to be crazy. I mean, the oyster fishing, catching them in their drags. Had my buddy go fish live bait yesterday. Caught 16,000 in 45 minutes.
Woo! I put my order in.
Yeah. there's going to be a ton of shrimp this year. And there's a lot of fish not going to be there to eat them. You know, we had a mass kill off for specks and reds throughout the whole state. So crabs and shrimp ought to be fabulous this year. So, you know, it's cycles and Mother Nature takes care of herself. And, you know, you just got to be out here to see it. You just can't sit at home and hear about stuff and call it facts, you know?
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Go get some of that good experience today, and we'll catch up with you next week. In the meantime, somebody wants to book a trip down there, tell them how to do it.
Oh, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the website or call me direct at 504-559-5111.
I also got a picture of you on my website that needs to be updated.
I bet now I'm old, huh?
Yeah, you were real young when we took that picture. So was I.
I got a really quick story. I'm in Mexico, and I'm doing an all-day duck hunt because I couldn't quail when I hurt my wrist. Well, I took a little nap in the middle of the day. I woke up, my hands all swollen. I looked, a freaking rattlesnake bit my hand while I was sleeping. Can you believe that?
And the rattlesnake died, right? Immediately.
Well, I hope he did because my hand was all swollen up, but he did get me good. He didn't put the poison in.
Yeah.
And it was down. I didn't even go to the doctor.
Well, I have a pet snake, and I'm not afraid of snakes. But a poisonous snake, so a venomous is really the correct term. I got an agreement with him. If a venomous snake bites me, he dies first.
Well, I don't know if this will die, but he sure got a mouthful.
Well, be careful out there, buddy. We'll see you next week.
All right, buddy. See you.
Captain Ryan Lambert, bitten by a rattlesnake. Didn't go to the doctor, but this looks like it was fatal to the snake. All right, coming back after this, David Hubble joins us. Guess where he is? He's at Chef John Foltz's Boucherie at White Oak Estate and Gardens. And, boy, they got a party going on. Back with his report of what you'll see if you drop in right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, today is the day of the celebration of the Boucherie, and that is at John Foltz's White Oak Estate and Gardens. And we take you there now. And David Hubble's one of the demonstrators and exhibitors. And, David, how is this year's Boucherie shaping up, and what can people expect who come there today?
Oh, man, it is shaping up great. We just finished the butcher's breakfast. And, you know, so when you start with some praline bacon and candied bacon and stone milled grits, it's a good way to start. So it's shaping up pretty good. The smell of pork's in the air. The roosters are crowing. People are milling about. So we're ready to go.
What's the idea behind the Boucherie?
Well, years ago, you know, traditionally when you had small families together, they'd raise pigs and calves and such. And in the wintertime months, you know, we didn't have refrigeration. So each family would get together, butcher a pig, and divide the spoils up amongst each other. And so John Foltz decided many years ago, back in 2016, to keep this tradition alive because it's kind of gotten away from us with modern times. So we'll demonstrate how to treat the animal in a humane fashion, say a prayer, and then we'll demonstrate the different ways to cook the different dishes at 10 different stations, as well as lectures on other types of culinary history.
All right, here's the important questions. Is there rooster and coon stew and beaver tail this year?
There's no beaver tail that I'm aware of, but yes, there's rooster and coon stew. Some of my friends, some chefs from Alabama, will be preparing that. And as you know and I know, it's one of the most delectable stews that you can find around here.
Absolutely is. And what booth will they find you?
Well, I will be first giving a talk with John's brother Jerry and historian Jim Hunter on a talk on the combination or the comparisons of Pennsylvania scrapple, hogshead cheese, and New Orleans-style daube glacé. And I'll be talking about daube. And then after that, I'll be working with Phil Wingo at the Andouille table. So that's station one.
Yeah, tell Phil and Danling and all that gang up there, and John especially, hello for me. You're going to miss it this year. Well, you get to sample great food and learn the history and culture behind it. It's on 17660 George O'Neill Road is the listed address of White Oak Estate and Gardens. And you can take I-12 and take the exit there, probably put it in MapQuest. What time will the doors open for the general public, David?
8 o'clock, and you'll get to walk the grounds. You can see the distillery. That's the other thing is John will be showing off his distillery. So it's bourbon and Boucherie 2025. And you get to sample some of his Stillwater bourbon and rum. So there'll be talks on that as well. So it opens at 8. You can come around, sample different things. And then the big lunch, the spoils of the Boucherie, where you get to taste all these things. That's the other thing. In addition to just watching, you get to eat. And that'll be at 1 o'clock. And if you leave here hungry, it's your own darn fault.
I call it grazing through the White Oak Estate and Gardens. What a beautiful place and what a great event. And I'm glad you got this window of opportunity weather-wise. Looks like it's going to be a great day for it.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect Boucherie weather. It's cool. It's a little cloudy than, let's say, last year. But it still has a good atmosphere. They got a great tent set up so you can stand in an area and it'll stay warm. And you'll get to visit all the different stations.
Very good. David, thanks so much for giving us the update, and hopefully get a big crowd and everybody has a wonderful time. And I'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. I hope you can make it out to our broadcast over there at Scott's Marine.
Well, that's my plan. I got some pepper jelly in tow to take to you, and we'll visit you and Lucio, and we'll see.
Sounds good. Tell everyone hello, and y'all enjoy the day. Thanks again for the report, right, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Talk to you later.
Hubble. One of the exhibitors at the John Foltz Boucherie, bourbon and Boucherie. By the way, that Stillwater bourbon and rum that he distills up there, it's the only place you can get it. It's not for sale anywhere else, and today he's got some free samples. Very special day at John Foltz's White Oak Estate and Gardens. All right, thanks to all of our fishing reporters, David Hubble, also Paul Jakubczak, and David Rave for their excellent presentation on waterfowl. And thanks for your participation. And we'll be back again to do this next Saturday and every Saturday. We do it from 5 to 7 a.m. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.